GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. Let's dive straight into today's stories, starting off with one that feels more like a plot point from a dystopian novel than reality. Whales are shelling out $7 million to secure a dinner with none other than Donald Trump, a bizarre intersection of politics, wealth, and crypto speculation. The Trump meme coin snapshot wraps up today, April 14th, and the top 297 holders will join this exclusive gathering at Mar-a-Lago. If you're in the top 29, you get some extra FaceTime with Trump himself, assuming he shows up. Meanwhile, three U.S. senators are crying foul, labeling this a full-blown constitutional corruption crisis. The event, organized by Fight 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 LLC, touts a lineup of big names like Kathy Wood and Tim Draper. But let's be honest, the real draw is the promise of proximity to power, wrapped in a veneer of decentralization and blockchain magic. It's a stark reminder that in the crypto world, wealth can buy you access, and access can buy you influence. Developers and builders, take note. This is less about tech and more about political theater. Switching gears to a more legislative focus, Coinbase finds itself at the center of a political pivot. Previously known for torpedoing the Clarity Act, Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong is now its biggest advocate. In a surprising turn, Armstrong has realized the importance of this piece of legislation, which is now in the hands of the Senate Banking Committee. With just 3 weeks to act, the committee must mark up the Clarity Act by the end of April, or risk pushing it to the legislative graveyard until 2027. Senator Bernie Moreno isn't mincing words. It's all or nothing for 2026. It's intriguing to see how quickly positions can change when the regulatory winds shift. For those in the crypto industry, the passing of the Clarity Act could mean the difference between operating in a foggy legal landscape and having clear guidelines that foster innovation. Let's hope Armstrong's newfound enthusiasm leads to action rather than more political waffling. Finally, let's talk stablecoins. Not your run-of-the-mill DeFi projects, but ones backed by the brick-and-mortar heft of traditional banks. The Hong Kong Monetary Authority has issued its first stablecoin licenses to two financial behemoths, HSBC and the Anchor Point Financial Consortium. Out of 36 applications, these two were handpicked to print digital HKD. This isn't just a nod to their financial muscle. It's a strategic move by regulators to anchor digital currencies in a framework of stability and trust. By granting licenses to established banks rather than startups, the HKMA is clearly opting for a cautious approach to integrating digital assets into the financial ecosystem. For developers, this serves as a reminder. While innovation is key, trust and compliance are the linchpins of long-term success. In summary, today's stories paint a vivid picture of the crypto landscape, a heady mix of politics, regulation, and the evolution of digital finance. For all the builders and job seekers out there, the message is clear. Stay agile, stay informed, and don't let the headlines distract you from the underlying tech shifts. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.